Blog Talk Radio.
You know what we're going to do? We are going to defend ourselves. Because Huey P. Newton says that power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Still, if we have the ability to define it, the only next thing to do is get organized. So when a pig walks up to you, or a pig gets jabbed with the people, you'll be so organized, you'll be learning some tactics, you'll be learning some revolutionary principles, you'll be having some guns hit out somewhere, you have some proper tactics, that when the pig gets a jabbing with you, the pig gets wrong, you whoop your guns out on him, blow him away, and then you have the ability, in fact, you have made that pig act in a desired manner.
What did I do to deserve this? Man, once again, people, it is that time of the year where big WrestleMania done, the Raw after WrestleMania done, SmackDown after WrestleMania has done, and we're gonna talk about it. Wow! I don't know about you people, but as far as I'm concerned, WrestleMania 35, the best one since WrestleMania 31 of this era. Don't even bring 17 into the equation. Don't do that, okay? 17 is just don't, alright? Just don't. Be the SIR Network, the best damn show in radio. J8MS podcast, hashtag. We can edit that out. I editing shit. Well, you know what? Last week, big ups to funds of about that online. Man, you gave us some crazy input. I'd love to talk to you and get you on the show again. Conversely, we would love to feature on your podcast sometime in the future. My name is Grand Body People with YTK Coalition alongside the Serial Killer. Have you recovered?
Just about. Yeah, I had a very lazy day Monday. Got into my front door about 6 o'clock, woke up just after 11.
Wow.
And then just get real slow all day.
Wow.
Just about recovered, yeah. It was such a long show. Probably too long. If you figure pre-show started at 10, we were in town for 8.
Yeah, 8, yeah.
Like 10 hours later, we were still in town. Pretty much, so just getting back, so yeah, too long, but fantastic experience, really enjoyed it, really enjoyed being up in Riley's joints with the rest of the STC.
Yeah.
Good to meet people there.
Yeah.
But you know what? What an experience, and what a night it was, and it's a fantastic show, really enjoyed it.
There you are, man, there you are. Where do you rank Big WrestleMania 35, man?
Ooh, right up there, to be honest. It's got to be top 5 manias of all time.
Whoa! Oh, you want to go there? Do you want to go there? Okay, let's go there. Top 5 big WrestleManias of all time, right? Woo! Top of my head. We already know 17's number 1, right? For me, 17's number 1. I can officially rank 35 as my number 2. Yeah, Benny. WrestleMania 35 is my number 2. WrestleMania 31 is my number 3. WrestleMania 28 will be my number 4. For number 5, ooh, I've got to have a I've got to have to think about that one, you know, still. My number five, WrestleMania. It might change, so don't blame me if I change my mind later on in the show or whatever. But I'm going to give that to WrestleMania 6. Because WrestleMania 6 was the one that got me into World Wrestling Federation in the first place. That was the one that started it all for me. So that's my number five. So WrestleMania 6 was number five. 28 were number 4 because that had my dream match on there in Triple H and Undertaker. You also had John Cena versus The Rock, in which The Rock broke up John Cena's class, and I loved it. And that was the very first STC gathering as well. Shout out to Smack Talk Center, as you just did right there. PWR Massive and Crew, I see you. My third one was WrestleMania 31 because that was a WrestleMania, much like this year's one, where people was dismissing it at the beginning, like before it even started, saying it was going to be the worst one ever, and it turned out to be a very, very powerful, great, emotional, and a rewarding show. And then you got WrestleMania 17, which I thought that needs no explanation at all. So, on to you, Serial Killer. That's my five. What's your five?
Oh, I can't think off the top of my head. I maybe should have gone and done some research. list, but, you know, it was an excellent show. I mean, looking at it from a completely different perspective, we walked out with a first ever black African champion and first ever women's main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Fantastic landmarks that we've got to really sort of applaud and appreciate because,
yeah,
A, it's been a long time coming, but B, it's actually happened.
Yeah.
For that, you know, we've got to really applaud the WWE for what they've done. You know, two massive landmarks. And they weren't over-reliant on old names that have retired.
Yes! Yes!
No Rock, no Austin.
Yes!
Undertaker.
Yes!
You know what I mean? None of the real big Attitude Era stars. I mean, okay, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash had like 10 seconds.
Yeah, they had a cameo,
30 seconds, but that was storyline. You know, and that was good. That's how it should be moving forward because, you know, you need to build your new star.
Yes!
Bala had his moment. The Battle of the Demon entrance at Mania was huge.
Yes!
Fantastic.
Yes!
Brock Lesnar lost really quickly. Great. Get him out.
Yes! Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, first. When that come on first, right? Well, that was WWE telling me. Or telling the fans, rather, we know you've had enough of this guy. Let's get this out of the way and done, right? Because we know that you, the fans, want to see Kofi Mania. We know that you, the fans, want to see Sexy Lynch. We know this. So let's get this
out. Yes, we do.
Right, so, yeah, that was great booking right there. Put them on first. It shocked me when it came on. I was like, whoa, we're going to get Brock Lesnar first. And then I did the knowledge report. Okay, I can write to this. You know what I mean? It also told me that even though they see the Universal Championship as the number one belt now, it made the WWE Championship a lot more important.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, absolutely. Adding on to what you said about the reliance on old superstars, what? You had Kurt Angle. You know what I mean? That was his last match. That was his, you know, his leaving the game match. And, you know, even though the fans wasn't feeling the whole Baron Corbin situation, Kurt Angle, his mind, he was using one of his three eyes, and that's intelligence, because Kurt Angle knows it's all about the future of the business, and Baron Corbin is just that. So, respect goes out to Kurt Angle. Batista and Triple H, well, for Batista, it was a match he always wanted. He gave
that try on his terms. Really good match, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Except for his retirement, and now, you know, Batista's blessed. He can make his films, he can make his money. Batista's in a good place, and, you know, he had very few injuries along the way as well. So, you know, Batista's in a good place, man. So, big ups to Batista. Yeah, man. Also, no Rock, no Undertaker, no Austin. That was WWE also telling me that we're trying to move forward, that we don't need to bring back, as you said, we don't need to bring back the old stars to sell WrestleMania tickets or to sell WrestleMania full stop, you know. And our fans, we must go past that now. We must move forward. We must keep it moving. We've got all this talent. You've got Nakamura. We just signed Kushida. you know what I mean? Ricochet's out there, Aleister Black's out there now, you know, you got the Uso brother out there, you got all these stars. You know what I mean? You got all these stars out there killing them. You got that Lars Sullivan that's just come back. Wyatt's on his way back as well. We'll talk about that in a bit. You got all these stars. Lacey Evans is starting to show herself out now. You know what I mean? It's time to put more light on these stars so that 10 to 15 years from now, when you see these stars come back now, the likes of Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns in their grey hair and all that, you can pop and say, whoa! You know what I mean?
Exactly. It did all the right boxes, it did all the things right. You know, there's no celebrity focus really, your celebrity, you know, 20-minute
performances,
which is great.
They put it on a pre-show!
The business and did what it needed to do. I think there were problems, the show was too long, but I'm not going to complain, because it's value for money. And, you know, it did kill the crowd for the last 2 hours, because they were as exhausted as we were. I mean, I didn't fall asleep, is beyond me. You know, but it was fantastic, and they've topped it off. A fantastic Raw, Undertaker return, and we all went nuts. Let's stop, you know, we're not going to pretend that we didn't go absolutely insane when that happened. You know, I've rewatched it about 5 times.
Oh my gosh.
Goosebumps every single time.
Do you know what the beauty of that was?
Mad.
You know what the beauty of that was? I know, I've heard reports, right, serial killer, that Undertaker wasn't a part of WrestleMania because he was, quote, punished, unquote, for appearing in AEW-affiliated events or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I don't believe
that. The Undertaker.
I don't believe that for 1 second. I think that's a whole lot of bullshit, right? I thought it was great that they left Undertaker out on there and they put him on the night after on Raw because that was an element of surprise. You did not see, because from the Undertaker didn't even appear on WrestleMania, you thought, okay, we're not going to see Undertaker again until at least the next Saudi Arabia event. You know what I mean? And then he come on Raw and was like, what the fuck? And Elias Face said, you know what? Elias Face was as surprised as us.
Elias, dude.
That was great. I thought that was really good. The fact that Undertaker didn't appear on WrestleMania, but he appeared on the day after, and no one saw that coming. Nobody. I thought that was new. I thought that was new for someone like Undertaker. I thought it was new. I thought it was perfect, man. You know what I mean? Punished for appearing at the AE. Fuck off, man. Undertaker's gave like 30. Fuck off, man. Look at Jericho.
Exactly.
Look at Jericho. Jericho got Vincent Kennedy's blessing to even wrestling in Japan and all them places there. So when it comes to the AEW joint, I'm like, come on, man. Stop it. Over that shit, man. You see, that's why I'm like, yo, I'm with Mike Knox. It, you know what I mean? Hashtag death to dirt sheets. The dirt sheets are the devil. They will ruin your life. They will ruin your wrestling fandom. Stop that. And I want to give a big shout out to Dan Grimsley of the Smack Talk Center. I was actually humble. I was really, you know, he told me at the gathering, I can't remember if you heard him say it to me. He said to me, oh, I actually read your blogs, MikeDog36@WordPress.com. And you say every week, don't read the dirt sheets. And I've stopped reading them. And now I find wrestling a more enjoyable experience. And when he told me that, I was like, whoa. Someone actually took my words into action. I thought, wow. I felt humble. I was like, wow, you know what? Respect to you, Dan Grimsley. Respect to you, man, for real.
It was a nice moment, man. But, you know, the dirt sheets are the devil.
They are the devil. They ruin the experience. Devil. I saw, you know, how much times, like, you know, on YouTube, I've seen bare wrestling rumours and news and all that, leading up to WrestleMania and all that, and I didn't even attempt to click on one of them videos, because I didn't want to be spoiled.
I did not want to be spoiled.
Case in point, Elias was at WrestleMania, doing his thing, right, and then Hardcore Fugonomics, John Cena comes out. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
Thank you. That's the beauty of it! hardcore Pokemon comic. He smashed up Elias with his lyrics. He talked about turning heel. He came off with some TV-14 lyrics. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, man, that's cool. That's cool, Cena. That was great, man.
Loved it.
You know what I mean? Down to that, that was cool. You know, you talk about the pay-per-view being a bit too long. And to your credit, yeah, maybe. Well, to that, would you have preferred it to be that long? Or would you have preferred it to be shorter, but like matches like Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio not being added and, you know, and things like that? You know, certain, because there's some people, I've heard people say, oh, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton didn't have to be on the card. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns didn't have to be on it. I don't know if you're keen. Are you sure about that?
That's the thing, isn't it? It's like, they definitely needed to be on the card. It's just that, it's that finding that balance, isn't it? Because you want that sort of match. I mean, I couldn't imagine a WrestleMania without Orton or AJ Styles or, you know, Rey Mysterio. That, to me, that wouldn't be right. But something needs to be figured out. A 5.5 hour main show and a 2 hour pre-show is just nuts. Maybe just, you know, ditch the pre-shows. Just a 5.5 hour
show. So, in effect,
get rid of pre-show. Get rid of 2 hours of show that no one really cares about. Full stop.
Yeah.
You know, which leads into our, you know, annual You're Fired show. The roster being too heavy. But no, I mean, I wouldn't want to sacrifice the quality of the matches because I thought Triple H Batista was fantastic.
Yeah.
Charles Autumn was fantastic.
Yeah.
No, okay, it was only 60 seconds, but Joe Mysterio got it done perfectly in as much as we're not going to book Samoa Joe properly. We've learned the error of our ways regarding Nakamura and Bray Wyatt, etc.
Mm.
We're actually going to book him as a bona fide monster who's going to boot the crap out of anyone and everyone.
Yeah, that's...
This is how we should be booked. I've got no problem with Mysterio losing in a minute to Samoa Joe. Not at all.
Mm.
You've got a bona fide killer in the ring.
You know what? I think you've solved the dilemma, you know. I really do. I think you've solved it. I think that if they started the big WrestleMania 2 hours earlier, well, the time when they do the pre-show, actually start WrestleMania there and then and done. You know what I mean? So if you started it at, if you started it at 10, especially for us UK cats, you know what I mean? At least the pay-per-view would finish at about, say, 3:30, going to 4:00. Then it wouldn't feel so bad, you see.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm flipping dying. I was, at one point I did fall asleep for about 1/2 a second and I went to the toilet and grabbed some water and I was alright, but you know what I mean, like, it's too long. It's really, especially with us cats, you know, I'm walking my front door at 5:40 in the morning. And then poor Wardle then had to drive home. I mean, he probably didn't get home till like 7:30.
I can't believe Wardle did that. Big shout out to Wardle, man. I can't believe he did that, honestly. I was like,
maniac.
Yeah, because for me now, if I was to do that, like travel to another town to watch WrestleMania, or travel to another town, period, because usually when I go out to Leicester, right, and I'm seeing I'm at a hip-hop gig, right, and I made sure that my hotel is booked. If my hotel isn't booked, I've got a friend in Leicester that will hold me down for the night. You know what I mean? If I was driving or not, I make sure I'm staying out there until the following morning. There is no way. I give Wardle maximum props for that, man. He didn't have to do that as well, you know.
No, he didn't. You know, big respect. That's why I was like, you know, second Wardle was like, yeah, I'm coming. I made sure I put the next day off work, and I was like, look, I'm coming. I'm coming to the big mania at Riley's.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I was going last year until like, literally last second. I had the worst headache.
Right.
You know, so I'm not missing this. Not at all. So, it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. Mania as a whole, amazing. Followed up with a fantastic Raw, a fantastic SmackDown, which I guess brings us on to MVP and Bitch of the Week. And as the creator of 50% of these segments, I'm telling you, Mike, you can go first.
Okay, alright, alright. I will go first. He's a lot of tools. MVP of the week. Wow. Now, a part of me wanted Wardle to be on the show this week because what he said actually amused me and cracked me up. I thought, oh man, it's a toss up between three. I'll say this, I will put them in third, second,
it's so
first
difficult
place.
To pick one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent shows, but go on then, Mark.
All right, I'm gonna do it like this. In third place, MVP of the week goes to Bobby Lashley. Yes, Bobby Lashley.
I'll have to explain this one to you, man.
Oh my gosh, it killed me in one line. He said to Dean Ambrose, when you're gone, don't worry, I'll look after your wife for you. And I was like, oh, shit! Now, I give him MVP of the week because I know, because I fancy Renee Young, right? I've always fancied Renee Young. I've always thought she was fine. So for Bobby Lashley to say that, I was like, Bobby Lashley, he recognizes a good-looking woman. I thought, oh shit, Dean. I will say this, Renee Young. You're lucky this is not that era. If it was that era, they would have continued the storyline and have Bobby Lashley come after you. They won't do it now. But I'd be surprised if they did actually, but they won't do it now. Nah, it's not like they're going to do it now. But back then in the TV 14 era, Renee Young, you'd be finished. I'll tell you that now. Dean Ambrose or no Dean Ambrose, you'd be finished. It's as simple as that. That's how he gets third place. Second place goes to, and this was Wardle's one, Lacey Evans. The walking up and down the ramp has come to an end, and now she's seen her target, and I think she waited for this moment, storyline terms that is, and gave your girl, you know, a good right hand. But it wasn't that, man. The MVP of the week goes to her because the tight dress that she was fighting Becky with, it was falling apart. You could see all her panty. And for me, I fancy Lacey Evans. I'm looking, I'm like, damn, girl. It wasn't just that, man. It's the way she was, you know, fixing her lipstick with her fingers. I'm thinking, girl, are you trying to tell me something? The way that you look so seductive, the way she was doing it, I was like, Lacey. Now I understand why Wardle gave you MVP in a week. That second place. First place goes to you, Dash Wilder of the Revival. Come on. You and everybody else who rushed the ring when that dickhead tried to attack Bret Hart. Like, why? Just why? And really and truly, I should give him the chair, you know. I should give that dude the chair that tried to attack Bret Hart. But there is somebody else that's coming.
No one should get a chair above the guy who brushed Bret Hart. The guy's had a heart attack and a stroke in the last few years at his Hall of Fame ceremony. And he's surrounded by about 200 past, present wrestlers and security and Braun Strowman. No one should ever get the chair above this guy, but I will hear you out later on in the show.
Well, alright then, maybe it should be upgraded to a double, maybe it should be a double chair award this week, man.
Double chair.
It should be a double chair. But MVP got to Dash Wilder because he was the one who caught a guy and gave you one mean Mortal Kombat uppercut, and then you saw the results. And I thought that was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I hope he what a WrestleMania weekend it for him. What did he hope to accomplish doing that? Bret Hart, you know. I mean, of all people. No one hates Bret Hart. No one hates him.
That right hand from Wilder was unbelievable. Just nailed the guy in the face and knocked him out. And just destroyed his face.
You know what I mean? No flips, but fists. That was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And you know what? I don't think he's going to get punished for that. You know what I mean? It's Bret the Hitman Hart!
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Bret the Hitman Hart, you know, excellent execution. You know what I mean? Now the Canadians have someone worse to hate than Shawn Michaels. They could actually turn around to Shawn Michaels and say, Shawn Michaels, we forgive you.
help someone.
No, come on now. The Canadians can turn around to Shawn Michaels and say, we forgive you, right? I'm sorry. Shawn Michaels went along with it because it was all part of Vincent Kennedy's master plan. Shawn Michaels was but a chess piece on the chessboard, okay? That's all that was. But this guy took it upon him. Vincent Mann didn't tell him to go and attack Bret Hart like that. Vincent Mann didn't say shit. You know what I mean? Two-time Hall of Fame. Come on, son. Canadians, come on, man. Vibe with me, man. Dash Wilder, congratulations, man. Congratulations. Right then, serial killer. Do you feel the same way as me? Do you have, like, three contenders or do you have an outright...
Just because it's been such a week. Third place is Kofi Kingston for...
Oh!
2 months ago, he was part of the New Day of that deal. He gets added, pretty much just as an afterthought, to the Elimination Chamber just to make up the numbers.
Yeah.
Because Mustafa Ali is injured.
Yeah.
Goes down to the last two and puts in the performance of a lifetime, gets the crowd really chanting for him, gets super over with the crowd, has a fantastic performance in the chamber.
Yeah.
To the point where WWE stop and go, shit, you know, let's see where we can go with this, you know, and it was so organic.
Yeah.
You know, 2 months ago, Kofi Kingston was not supposed to be main event of WrestleMania against Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just not. And he single-handedly got himself so over, he got himself into the WWE title match at WrestleMania, and then leaves the first Black African WWE champion. That's incredible in so many ways.
Word up!
You know, because we all know 2 months ago that was not the plan.
Imagine, not
in a zillion years was that the plan. So you know, single-handedly through hard work, fantastic performances, and just you know, amazing effort, he's made it, and he's made history, and you know, we never ever take that away from him. Second place is my girl Becky Lynch.
Ah,
Becky.
Has to be.
Walked out first ever SmackDown and Raw Women's Champion at the same time.
Undisputed.
Pinning Ronda Rousey, Ronda's first loss. Pinned her, middle of the ring. Job done.
Even though it was botched.
Oh, I don't care. It's funnier that Rousey got pinned.
She was meant to win anyway.
Oh yeah, Becky's winning anyway, so I don't care. But I think MVP Lacey Evans, because she's gone from...
Hang on. First place? Whoa!
Hear me out. She's gone from being a complete afterthought that we'd all got bored with. Let's be honest, the whole walking around thing. Like I've said on this show a few times.
Yeah.
The whole walking around, going back thing, that got old about a month ago.
Yeah, it did.
We got to the point where I didn't care, to the point where I was like, you know what, just release her.
Release
her. And she's gone from being on the verge of probably being forgotten about to now she's in the main event picture and she's going straight into a program with the hottest thing in wrestling right now.
Yeah.
She's gone literally from the bottom to the top in 24 hours.
She even did that same shit at WrestleMania. She actually walked out looking good, walked back out again. And
that's what I mean. She's gone from doing sod all to now she's in a program with Becky Lynch.
It makes you wonder, was that part of the plan?
Going down well with the fans as well. It's going down well with the fans. Like,
yeah?
You know, it's a complete turnaround. So fair play. You know, that's very, very difficult to do. Normally it's a slow build, but no, straight away, bam. Credible main event scene.
You know, in retrospect, it makes me wonder if that was WWE's plan all along. Because I think they might have learned from their mistakes. Because they had Fandango doing a similar thing some time ago, some years back. And then he debuted at WrestleMania, beat Chris Jericho, and then Fandango is, like, forgotten about now. Pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
And Lacey Evans now, I thought it was going to do the same thing. I thought it was going to make her, like, have a debut match at the big WrestleMania or something, or win the Battle Royal or something like that. Right? But they didn't do that. It might have been part of the plan all along. It might have been. And then the day after, Mecca come out and do that shit. And she was fighting with her heels on, dressing in front of part of all her panty was showing and everything. And I loved every minute. I loved it. I mean, we definitely agree on Lacey Evans being MVP anyway. Definitely. And
yeah,
what?
Just in terms of like the turnaround and stuff, but like, I just want to quickly go through like highlights of the last 2 days, highlights of Raw, highlights of SmackDown.
Go ahead, man, do it!
Obviously, Undertaker's return. A, surprise factor. B, did you hear that crowd reaction?
Yes,
they
I heard it.
Lost their shit so bad. And then again, when he actually came out onto the stage and they saw him, it went up another level. Amazing.
Again?
Like, still get that reaction at, you know, mid-50s and not have been anything other than once, twice a year in the last 4 or 5 years. Incredible. So that, for me, huge. Raw and SmackDown players jumping on different shows. So Braun Strowman coming out and attacking Samoa Joe. Amazing. I could watch that all day long. Drew McIntyre on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Hardy Boys tag team champions. I think that means Usos are going to be going to Raw.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh,
that
hey, Hardy's 8-time world tag team champions. Love it. What else? Generally, just the New Day being the New Day and Big E doing the splits. The Shield are giving that send off to Dean Rollins. Dean Ambrose after the Raw went off the air.
Yeah.
A nice touch.
Yeah.
You know, just lots of really good things going on. I'm enjoying it. It really is a good product at the minute. There's been so many good things in the last few days that, you know, they've got so much right. So, fair play.
Okay, I'm glad you touched on you, so I was going to Raw. I was going to go on to Beatch of the Week, but we'll definitely do that. But, real quick, man, I mean, next week is the Superstar Shake-Up, and you said it right there, Usos going to Raw. That is a good shout, because the Raw Tag Team Division, oh my goodness, it looks awful. That needs some firepower.
It needs the Usos in there, trying to shake it up. Maybe even New Day in there, just to shake it up. I think the bar is going to get split up as well.
We need
to make more use of Cesaro in singles. He's far too good to just be a tag team competitor for the rest of his career.
Yeah,
let's be serious right now.
They did mention that, didn't they? They did mention the whole concept of tag teams possibly getting split up. You know what I mean? In this Superstar Shake-Up.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Cesaro versus Rusev or Nakamura or Balor or Styles or Rollins. Cesaro can have great matches with anyone, so I'd be all for that.
Okay, that's great. Right. Bray Wyatt, talk about him.
Well, he's coming back, isn't he? Those two promos that were on SmackDown, it's Bray Wyatt. Let's just see what happens. You know, they've got a ready-made main event level monster heel, and they've messed it up already. Over the course of 3 years, they completely messed that up.
Yeah.
They now need to learn their lessons and actually have him win matches, maybe. Because he could be top tier, because his moveset's great. He's fantastic in the ring. Good psychological promos, like. It's a recipe for success. You've got to really work hard to mess that up.
That's the whole point. You know what I mean? That's the whole point. That was the whole point behind Undertaker's success. That was the whole point behind Undertaker's success. Undertaker had you beaten when he was just on his way to the ring. When he was coming to the ring, the opponent was like, oh, shit. That's what Bray Wyatt needs to bring. Bray Wyatt needs to do that same shit. And make
it. Does.
You know what I mean? And then you won't have motherfuckers like Randy Orton burning down your house. And making you cry like a bitch. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt's supposed to be doing that shit to you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bray Wyatt's supposed to be the... Oh, shit. Randy Orton's not supposed to burn down a motherfucker's house? Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, hopefully he'll be back in the next few weeks. There's plenty of stuff to be getting excited about. The Superstar Shake Cup will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Balor to SmackDown.
Yeah. I said Balor to SmackDown last year, I think. I said Balor over Rollins, but it didn't turn out that way. Balor to SmackDown's a... The Grant says
Samoa Joe to Raw
and Balor to SmackDown.
Yeah.
I was thinking that because they've both got titles. And one thing WWE doesn't do is have two mid-card titles on the same show. They don't do that.
Well, that makes no sense.
Right, so if Balor's got to go on SmackDown, Samoa Joe's got to come to Raw. That's how it goes.
Oh, I've just thought that the match is... Oh, we have Balor versus Styles on SmackDown every week. Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, Balor versus Styles on SmackDown. Yes, please.
Ooh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, some nice picks there. Paige, talk about her.
Why?
Paige came on SmackDown, and she's like, I saw the iconic girls. They mash up a jobber team in called the Brooklyn Bells. They were meant to be 45-0 or whatever. Paige was like, okay, next week I'm bringing through a new tag team of my own. Watch this. And
It's Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods.
Never gonna live it down. Have you seen that film and Fighting With My Family, by the way?
I haven't though, is it good?
I haven't seen it either, so it's one of them ones, man. I wait for it to come on I wouldn't even wait for it to come on DVD, to be honest. You know what I mean? It's gotta be one of them ones, man. If I catch it on the TV, then I'll probably tune in for it, man. You know, I can't see myself getting the DVD. You know what I mean? Sorry, Paige. Sorry, Rock. But, you know. But I have been told on good authority that it's a really good film and it's very emotional in places as well, man. It's really well done.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. I'm trying to think who this tag team could be. It's a team called from NXT.
I was saying that, yeah. See, a part of me wants to think it's the other two horsewomen. But then... I don't know. I'll have to look at the NXT roster. They have to be from NXT. They've got to be.
What would be cool would be Oscar and Sami Zayn. But that'd be good.
Do you mean... don't you mean Kairi Zayn and the other one?
No, I meant Kairi Zayn and Oscar, but yeah, she's also, there's another one, isn't there? There's Kairi Zayn in NXT and...
The Io Shirai girl!
Yeah, I mean, that would also be class, I'd be down with that.
You know, if they came out to main roster, whoa, that would be something! That would be something! You know what I mean?
People will wait and see us back down next
week. That's a wait and see. You know what? I mean, I know it's NXT UK, but I'm gonna throw it out there. But Toni Storm and Rhea Ripley, they've been opponents in the past. But I don't know, as a combined team, and plus they're British as well. Hang on, Toni Storm, she's either English or she's from New Zealand, but she's got a British. Do you know what I mean? I'm just throwing it out there. Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm. That's an outside bet. True, say Paige is British as well. Outside bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really interested in who Paige is gonna bring, man. So it's either one of them teams what we just mentioned, man. You know what I mean? I can't really think of anybody else at this time. So that one got to stay tuned, man, for real. Okay then. You know, Matt, bitch of the week.
Ooh. Bitch of the week.
Yeah.
Difficult one, you know. I must say Ronda Rousey for her reaction after the bell went at WrestleMania. She was pissed. That was so funny. And
it was, man.
Punch your hand while punching Becky Lynch, so double bitch of the week for that one.
It was Ronda Rousey. I mean, but I do, to be honest, I do believe it was a botch. Because like, I watched it, and he, like that, even like when we watched it there at the Rileys, and I seen that, I thought, eh?
It was a very sudden finish, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah.
Definitely judging by the look on Becky's face and Ronda's face at the time.
Mm.
I'm fairly sure it probably was, but I don't care.
I know you don't.
Face to be pinned is hilarious.
Either way, Becky was meant to win it that anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there really is a bitch of the week.
Word on the street is the referee responsible got fined.
That's a bit harsh.
You know, it's one of them ones, man.
Shit happens, doesn't it? We're not all perfect.
Yeah, for true.
I don't know, Mike, have you got a bitch of the week? I can't really think of one.
I do have a bitch of the week. And to be honest, I would have thought you would have come up with this one. You know what I mean? And as soon as I mention his name, instantly you're gonna know why.
Oh no.
Who wants to walk with Elias?
Elias,
bitch! You mean Hardcore Fugonomics killed your ass at WrestleMania? You come back and you say, "Huh? I'm fed up with all these motherfuckers interrupting me. The next one who interrupts me is gonna be a dead man." Oh shit! Now Elias, your common sense says, as soon as you hear that gong, you leave the ring. You take your guitar and go. Get out. Either that, or you take the guitar and swing. You know what I mean? Swing for the fences. To do what you gotta do, that's the Undertaker! And what does he do? What does he do? Chokeslam! You stupid American! You know what I mean? Undertaker, kick it on! Chokeslam! And the tombstone! Tombstone! I was like, oh shit! 54-year-old man! With a receding hairline that looks even worse than before! Bust! And he bust up your glass! Wow!
It was absolutely amazing. I mean, if I think back, 2 Manias ago, maybe, when Gunther sort of Reigns and Undertaker.
Yeah.
Undertaker appeared in the ring, and Braun Strowman got out the ring and walked off.
Right!
And Braun Strowman, who went to his face to all members of the Shield, did he run off there? No, he charged them and put Roman Reigns through the LED set. But one man, Undertaker, he leaves. He goes and walks off quietly.
And Undertaker
so look. You and I run for the city border and keep running.
And don't look back.
Go through another border. Keep going. Dig yourself a hole and jump in just in case. Don't look back. Just fucking dig a hole. Just get at least 1,000 miles away. You don't want that.
I could have been. It was his face, it was his reaction when he heard the gong!
Yeah, you can tell he had no shovel too backstage.
WWE, that was brilliantly done. We praised you 10 times already for that 1 segment alone. Jesus! That was. We didn't see it coming! That's the beauty of it, it was Raw after WrestleMania! You don't expect The Undertaker at a Raw after us. You just don't. Fantastic. Elias, you come on. Brilliant. Oh my gosh. That's my bitch. Have I gave you any ideas, or you agree with me that it's going to be Elias?
No. You fucking John Cena wannabe. Could we see Shad at the gathering? No, we fucking couldn't. Shad Cena over there tried to bitch out, not come out for the Mania gathering. Shad Cena gets bitch of the week for just not turning up. What a knob.
You know what? The only defense I've got for you, Shad, is, you know, if you didn't get a babysitter, because I know you've got a child with the woman that you're with now. If you couldn't get a babysitter, all right then. You couldn't get Icy Fresh to babysit. Uncle Icy Fresh. What? Come on, son. You got a sister, right? You know what I mean? I don't think your sister's into the wrestling. You know what I mean? You could have brought your girlfriend with you to the garage room. We wouldn't have minded. She could pretend to be Joe. You know what I mean? Oh, Shad. Shad, you didn't think this through. You didn't think it through. I did. You got Uncle Icy. You got your sister. You got your other brother in Manchester, but he's way too far. But, Shad. Damn. Your tweets were funny, though. Your tweets
were... Yeah, we were all laughing at your tweets.
Your tweets were killing me, man.
they were amazing.
Shad. I was disappointed, you know what I mean? I can't lie. Because it was his super idea to do the whole Chris thing at Hogshead and all that. And, you know... And we even appeared in Hogshead. Many even worse. We appeared in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Shad. Oh.
Yeah, Chad's the
gets
bit of the week.
Shad, you could have brought your girl with you. Even if you left home early, if you left early with your woman, we'd be like, yeah, man. But you know, at least we got a full jams picture together. You know what I mean? With your girlfriend there. You know what I mean? She could have been Joe for the night. You know what I mean? And that's the five of us there. But
disappointing, wasn't it?
It was, man. I was proper disappointed because it's knowing that Wardle came out from left and he didn't have to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He didn't.
And Shad Cena let him down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. On the other hand, the other defense I do have is I know how Shad feels about the PWL people. Them, I understand that as well because he doesn't get on with them on a reel. He doesn't get on with them. And with saying that, Ed Mulhall, man, what the hell was that? WrestleMania never didn't happen because of him. Don't review clocked it, man. Man was ready to fist down another guy up in there.
Whoa, might want to rephrase that, Mike.
Moving on.
Moving on.
The Get in the Chair Award, man. Now, we did say that the fool that attacked Bret Hart should get it, and I do agree. So this, you know what, it's a double chair award. It's got to be a double chair because that guy right there who attacked Bret Hart like that, right? If you saw his tweet, I had a look on his Twitter. He's not all there in his head, you know, Matt. He's not all there.
You've got to be not all there in your head to be jumping into a wrestling ring surrounded by 200-ish past present wrestlers, plus security, you know, plus also at ringside is Ronda Rousey's husband, who's a UFC fighter.
No!
You know what I mean? Like, there's something got to be wrong with you. You're attacking a man who's had a heart attack and a stroke in the past year, or 2 years, or whatever. Like, what is wrong with you? There's no defense for that.
You know what?
Jumped by everyone, dragged out, and just as you're being taken out, you get hooked in the face by Dash Wilder, and then you get dropped.
His name's what? Travis Brown, the husband of Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, he dived in there as well.
Now, Travis, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not contracted to the World Wrestling Federation, are you?
No, it's not.
No, really and truly, he has no business doing that, but he did it. And it makes me wonder, you know what I mean? It made me wonder two things. One, he must have that much respect for the wrestling business. Because he's not...
You're a UFC fighter. You're like, oh, what's this little streakish chicken in there? I'm going to dive in and beat the crap out of him. Like, you know, I think it's more a case of he could, so he did.
It might be the respect for the wrestling business, or because, you know, the fact that his wife is, you know, his wife is a superstar there, and... You know, he supports his wife, and that's probably what that was as well on top. But I gotta give Travis Brown props, man, because dude's not even contracted to them, and he did that. You know what I mean? He could have got in mad trouble for that. You know, Travis Brown could have very easily could have got in mad trouble. But yeah, definitely a chair award to him.
Yeah,
dumbass. Not Travis Brown I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy who tried to attack Bret. Nobody hates Bret Hart. Nobody. Nobody. Right? Get your chair. Dickhead. Dickhead. For that reason, I'm not even going to call out your name. You know who you are. Everybody knows who you are, right? And I'm, you know...
Yeah. You don't deserve to get a name check.
Yeah? Don't even deserve that shit, man. You know what I mean? And the thing was, you know it was that wild at that time, chat? Because I saw Braun Strowman coming after him as well.
Oh, God, I see Braun, Big Show, Takeable, Brock. The guy's punishment, like, spare him jail time, community service. Just lock him head in a cell with Brock Lesnar for 20 minutes.
That would have been... is that time Brock Lesnar will get cheered?
Yeah, look, that would sell out pay-per-view buys.
I've
watched that guy get absolutely ended by a Brock.
Dickhead!
Brock could go to Suplex City, but he'd make sure that every single suplex would land on top of his head. Brain damage?
I think that ship has sailed. Don't
you have to scoop him up in a bucket. Well, Brock was finished with him after 20 minutes.
Good God, 20 minutes, you know, geez!
20 minutes,
Ooh, shit, getting boss ass by Brock Lesnar for 1 minute. That, you know what I mean? That says enough, but 20, Jesus!
20 minutes, head in the cell.
20 minutes, head in the cell? Oh my God! Oh, shit! Whoa, damn! The second chair award, right, goes to you, superstar Billy Graham. Yes. Yes. What the hell was that? Man, he's hating on Kofi Kingston, y'all.
What did he do?
He recently came out and he told, he was saying that Kofi Kingston, he basically saying he doesn't make a believable champion and he should take steroids. Right?
Egypt.
Right? Booker T came on his podcast and Booker T was like, you know what, these old time guys need to, you know, as much as I respect them, they need to get their head out of the past, stop living in the past, because WWE's got the wellness policy going on and everything. They're trying to keep more wrestlers alive these days, you know what I mean? So we've lost so many wrestlers in the past due to all that shit, you know what I mean? So WWE are always working on ways to... And it's not just WWE, it's probably other promotions now that took the whole thing as well, the whole wellness policy and, you know, putting into practice and making sure that today's wrestlers who we look up to and we watch and we admire, and we don't want them to die, so, you know, we don't want them to die young, right? Kofi Kingston, right, to my knowledge, has never, ever, 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 ever failed a wellness policy test in his 11 years, right? Man, granted, he got there by accident, right? He got to the main event team by accident. Imagine, right, Matt, imagine had Mustafa Ali not be injured, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I used number two on my MVP, number three. He, by rights, he should never have been there, but he's made the most of it through hard work and just amazing performances.
Yeah. And they took a storyline which has been talked about within the wrestling community for years about the first WWE champion of, you know, who's black, and you know, and with that conversation, The Rock always got brought into it. You know what I mean? It was that bad that The Rock himself had to respond, and Booker T had to respond. You know what I mean? That's how. And then on top, I personally, I wasn't there. I was never in the room when it happened, if it happened or whatever. I was never there. I was not that fly on the wall. But how do we know Xavier Woods and them didn't bring this idea to Vince McMahon? Like, well, you know, there's always this ongoing thing that you're a racist and you don't. There's never been a WWE black champion. So let's play that out on TV. You know what I mean? Let's play it out on TV, but do it in a very clever way. And Vince McMahon might have been like, okay, cool it. Let's do it.
Maybe. I mean, I'd like to think he wouldn't need to be persuaded, but, you know, Vince McMahon is Vince McMahon.
Yeah? Right? You see what I'm saying? If Vince McMahon is involved in your storyline, That's Vince McMahon's way of saying, I am high on you. I like your style. I love what you've done for us. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make you our champion. And by doing that, I'm gonna come into your storyline and fuck it up for you, if you know what I mean, in the storyline sense.
Yeah.
Right. But that time, I'm actually trying to make you champion. So, man, it was done brilliantly, man. It was so authentic as well. So authentic. It was just brilliantly done. And this motherfucker, superstar Benny Graham, he's talking about, yeah, man, you should take steroids. He'll make a good champion. And last time I checked, Rey Mysterio became champion in 2006. Dickheads. Matter of fact, Rey Mysterio became champion more than once.
Exactly.
Superstar Billy Graham. Yeah, man, you did your thing in the past, in the 80s or whenever it was. But that was back then. This is 2019, motherfucker. Have some sense, man. Grow the fuck up. Get the chair. Come on. Man. It has been a crazy week in wrestling, man. I cried tears of joy as much as, like, everybody. You know what
Becky
I mean?
Becky Lynch.
You know what I mean?
I'm so happy.
Becky Lynch. Kofi Kingston. Seth Rollins. Finn Balor. The Usos, they retained only to lose to the Hardy Boys that on SmackDown. But that's okay. You know what I mean? I think you're right there. The Usos could be going to Raw and put the Raw locker room on notice and send them to the Uso penitentiary, man. Man! It is that Tears of Joy show, man. What did we do as wrestling fans to deserve this, man? You can follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. I have been your host, Grant Body Peace. He's been a serial killer, Matt Sacco, man. We are signing off, man. Thank you for listening. Next week, you know what it is.
Fire.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? I think we're going to change it up next week. You know what I mean? Because, like, usually every year we say, list 10 superstars you want to get that if you should leave the World Wrestling Federation, go to Practice New or whatever, right? And we're gonna list them, but this year, because there's so many, boy, I think I'm gonna throw that rule book away. I think it's gonna be a free for all, man. We're gonna have a rule.
I'll just have to write this for
I'm gonna give it a good think as well, man, for real, man. Yeah, man, that's how it's going, man. Tune in next week, man. Who should get fired according to the JAMS podcast? Hashtag. We can edit that out. I ain't editing shit out. Shout out to Mike Knox, man. Salute, we out.
And I'm still swimming in ice. I'm just living my life. I'm just living my life. Lease a Lamborghini for your pussy race. Life is just a pussy race. Snatch a bitch, take her back to your place. Next morning I can tell you how the pussy taste. I got expensive taste.
Goodbye to all the loved ones I leave behind. At least they can't see me cry. And I ask, when someone wants to feed me, why?
Did we do to deserve it? Not to dwell on the past, but to keep it real, I gotta represent for Emmett Till. All the dead souls in the field, looking at my rollie, it's about that time. White man had a problem with mine, and we supposed to be shy. The revolution's televised. Bobby still on the rise.
Goodbye.